It's time for our monthly visit with our friends from Encourage. You can find Encourage's offices at 478 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's right across, that's on the East River Bank, right across from Hotel Mead. Their phone number is 715-423-3863. And today, we're going to be talking a little bit, looking back at the whole process that involved the Tribune Building Project. And so we're going to be visiting with Corey Anthonson, and she's brought along someone who's been involved, a citizen who was involved in this whole project. So, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Okay, last month we were kind of previewing or teasing kind of a special event to celebrate and get input from the public about what they went through during this Tribune building process. So take it from there.
Sure. Thank you. So last month when we were here, we talked about that we were hosting a survey results celebration event that was at the Centralia on September 19th. And our colleague, Madeline Taylor from Network Impact, was here. They conducted the survey for us, and so she was here to share those results with residents who've been engaged in the Tribune Project. So the survey results were in, and we were all excited to hear about what we learned through the process. And truly, though, it's exactly as we started every meeting. It is about more than building. And so today I brought my friend Kent Kay, who's with me, because Kent has been involved with the project since day one. And so he has been a resident who's been fully engaged in embracing the project. And looking at the opportunities that it brought into his life, we thought it would be great for him to come and share his experience.
That's great. So, Kent, when you heard about that Encourage had purchased the Tribune building and they wanted to have the public involved in finding a way to save the building but repurpose it for community purposes, what was your thought?
I thought it was a great idea to get the community to help decide what was going to be inside of that building once it was completed. I was a little bit skeptical at the time. But after a couple of meetings, I realized they were really looking for the public to actually provide the input to decide what we as a community want to have inside of that building.
Was your natural skepticism, oh yeah, right, we're going to give input and it's going to be it's going to be forgotten about. But then you found out going through the process, you were actually doing serious work.
Exactly. How many times do you ever get a chance to actually give input on what would be a business that would be put into a building? When over the last 20 years, there's been a lot of new buildings, new businesses that came into Wisconsin Rapids. Nobody ever asked me what I wanted, what type of business, what type of restaurant, what type of shopping I would want. But with the Encourage Foundation, they actually asked for my input to decide what was going to go in. So as the process went along, I realized they were very serious about getting community involvement.
Did you have some projects or some ideas right off the bat that you wanted to see? I mean, I remember the narrowing down of all these ideas that the public brought, and there were some great ideas.
Over a thousand.
Yeah, over a thousand. And one of the things that everyone, even though an idea might have been eliminated from the Tribune project, keep that on a list for other developmental ideas in the community, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We always encouraged residents as we narrowed that list down to think about where might these fit elsewhere in the community or for new and future endeavors.
Okay. So did you have any, what were your thoughts initially?
Well, certainly I was looking for a new restaurant and maybe something that would actually utilize the river, you know, something that maybe would rent kayaks or stand-up paddle boards, that type of thing. But I guess one of my main interests, since I'm a home brewer, I was looking for a microbrewery or a cafe brew pub, and as it is, we're going to get both.
Okay. Were you surprised at the number of people that were interested in that aspect of the project?
At first I was, but I'll be honest, I think there's a lot more people that are involved, that are interested in the microbrewery than probably any other part of the Tribune building.
And you're part of, what's the name of the club?
I'm a founding member of the Rapid River Mash Masters, which is a home brew club.
Okay.
We form to promote the hobby of home brewing and bring people together who have a common interest and passion in home brewing.
So now that this is part of the plan, part of what's going to be in the building. How would you like to see it worked up, work out?
I would certainly like to have a little bit involvement in the microbrewery itself, as far as what type of microbrews that we would actually produce. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, but certainly we have a lot of experience at the Rapid River Mash Masters, and when it comes time to actually putting in the equipment or deciding what type of brews we're going to be brewing there, I certainly hope that they ask us for a little help.
It was interesting when this came out that this was going to be one of the aspects of the project. You had actual breweries from this area, microbrew, like wasn't Oso?
So we worked with Mark Patera from Oso. Once it was decided that a microbrewery was something that residents were really interested in, at the meeting where that was decided, every table placed that high on their recommendation list. So it was pretty apparent that a microbrewery was top of the list for many folks here, which was great. But yes, we did work with Oso to think about what equipment do we need, what space do we need, how should it be set up, because we have never built a microbrewery before, and so we did need a lot of help.
Okay. Now, here's the deal, though. If you look at the history of the Wisconsin Rapids area along the river, there used to be small breweries, like in up in Buren, Wisconsin Rapids had one. There used to be they were like your neighborhood brewery. That's where you got your beer. It wasn't something trucked in from. It was your local, and you can find that in the history. With the folks at the Historical Society, they'll tell you. It was so basically, you're kind of going back to the roots of this area.
Exactly. And, you know, our friends like Kent, who come to the meetings, you know, have a lot of expertise in home brewing. And the gentlemen and the ladies who came to the meetings who have that passion and that interest started to make connections with each other. And that was one of the things that came out in the survey, is that through the Tribune process, people met people in our community that they have never met before, who have the same interest, same passion, or something that they're very excited to learn more about or do. And they came together through the Tribune to create something new. And that is exactly the example of the Rapid River Mash Masters coming together.
Yeah, was that empowering for you to realize, holy cow, there's a whole bunch of people that feel like me?
Yeah, exactly. I never realized how many people in the community were actually interested in home brewing until we started talking about it at the Tribune building meetings. And during that process, we began to have more and more people come to our tables that were talking about home brewing. We decided to form a club, and we've had a lot of people come to our club now that we've never met, or we never actually knew that brewed beer at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Madeline Taylor, who is here presenting the survey results, would call this a great example of social capital. And she defines social capital as the different types of social connections in our lives and the benefits that they bring. And the data from the Tribune survey really supports an increase of social capital in our community because of participating in the Tribune building project. So 63% of residents cited that they strengthened a connection or made a new friend in the community. 65% had an increased overall sense of connection to other residents. And, you know, when you think about social capital and the different types of benefits that it brings, it leads to people having happier, healthier, and longer life expectations. Research has shown that. And so we're excited that was a part of the Tribune process.
I would also think it changes your outlook about this community.
Exactly. Whereas previously, the home brewing experience was just within your own home. You did it on your own time, and you basically did it by yourself. But now with the Rapid River Mash Masters, we're actually reaching out to the community. We've done a home brewing 101 class where we actually reached out to the community and said, come on over and we'll actually show you how to brew a batch of beer. We actually brewed an American Pale Ale, and We showed people who had never brewed before or never even thought about brewing how easy it is to actually brew.
And your feeling about the future of this community, because you were empowered by this, do you feel like, hey, there's other things we can do as a community if we all just get together and talk?
Exactly. And as it is, there's actually a business that started a couple years ago that's growing hops locally. They're Tenacious Badger Hops. And through our involvement and through our connections, we actually got a tour of their processing plant here in Wisconsin Rapids. And in this fall at the A Roaring Good Day, which was sponsored by the Lioness Club.
Yeah, we have them on the show here talking about that.
Sure. We actually used the Tenacious Badger hops in our brewing that we did that day.
Okay.
So it's really interesting to hear about the connection.
The multi-level connection.
Yeah, all around. You know, and the Tribune really started some of those, you know, planting some small seeds that are growing into some amazing things right now. And when you talk about optimism, that is one of the things that Madeline pointed out in the survey, showing that 78% of respondents to the survey are more optimistic about the future of our community, and 77% have an increased sense of pride in this place, and 72% have an increased sense of responsibility to do their part to make this community a better place to live.
I would imagine now that you've been involved with this process, you want to make you want to see this thing, this dream actually become reality.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't wait for the Tribune building to open, the microbrewery to open. We'll definitely be there when they open the doors for the first time.
I would imagine that if there's a call out for help, what is it? The River City
Rapid River Mashmasters.
That could be, you know, the new DUI test. Wisconsin Rapids. Say that fast 3 times, and if you can't, you need a ride home. Part 2, we're getting our monthly update from Encourage, and we are looking back at the whole process of the Tribune Building Project. And last, there was the result of a survey came out. And we have Corey Anthonson from Encourage here. And we also have Kent
Cahoos.
I got it right. I was thinking, I knew it was K. I couldn't remember the last part. Cahoos with us. And he was involved with the process, you and your wife, from the beginning. I guess she didn't miss a meeting, right?
You're correct. My wife has attended every single Tribune Building meeting. I did miss one meeting.
Oh, that's okay. You're involved. But there was different levels. The whole process was designed. You could join in whenever you wanted to. It was
absolutely
very open invitation.
Yep. Anytime, and at any point, we always welcomed new people to the meetings. And in fact, at the last meeting we just held in September with the survey results, we did have 7 new people join us that night who were just interested in learning more about the process. That really speaks to that big banner we talked about that's on the side of the Tribune right now where it says, become informed, get engaged. One of the things that we learned is that, you know, for people to become fully engaged in their community, they need access to relevant, credible, and timely information. And so our partners at NITE would say in their report, Informing Communities, Sustaining Democracy in the Digital Age, that information is as vital to the healthy functioning communities as clean air, safe streets, good schools, and public health. So informed communities can effectively create connections, coordinate activities, and solve problems.
And you kill rumors that can derail.
Absolutely.
Because that's where things run into problems, is the rumor mill starts going.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some rumors going on during this Tribune Building Project. And I'd ask you, sir, what was your thought when you heard some people go, yeah, right, this stuff is going to there's no way they can pull this off. But what was your response when you would hear somebody talking like that?
My response every single time was, come to one of the meetings, get involved, and you'll see that this is going to become a reality, that they are asking for community input, and this will become part of the community itself.
Okay. What were some other interesting facts that came out of the survey?
Some of the things that were interesting is, you know, like I was talking about getting information and becoming engaged in their communities, that, you know, as a result of participating, 68% people feel they're more informed about issues in the community. So not just about Tribune, but other issues. And that speaks to them making connections with other people and learning more about community events and opportunities that maybe they haven't heard about before. One thing that was particularly of interest is, as we think about folks who are interested in entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial activity. Mm-hmm. People who attended Tribune meetings, those in the 19 to 39 age category,
the so-called millennials,
said that they were more informed about opportunities to become engaged in the community, but also that they are now researching and supporting or starting new businesses or business-related initiatives. So it really speaks to their participation and feeling that optimism and feeling connected and engaged so that they can start an entrepreneurial activity.
Has this information been shared, like, with the folks at the chamber or other business leaders in the community? I think that's an important statistic there that business leaders need to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. We invite anyone to to see the results. We share the results on our website. So actually, if you go out to the encouragecf.org website, you can actually find all of the results in full, as well as a two-page snapshot if you just want to read something a little smaller about the results. But yeah, it's, you know, when we did the survey, it was for us to see these types of things. We weren't surprised by the results, I will say, though, because we always knew that it was about more than a building, and residents like Kent really are living proof of that. And so it's been wonderful to see the results really supporting that.
Since, let's work off of that. It's more than a building. What was it for you, Kent?
I'll definitely say it was an eye-opening experience to see how well a community can come together for a common goal. And I can give you two examples right off the top of my head. And one I mentioned earlier was the Wisconsin Rapids Lioness Club. They had put on the A Roaring Good Day.
Right.
And if I wasn't involved in the Tribune building or I wasn't part of the Rapid River Mash Masters, I might not have actually attended that event. However, they contacted our club, asked if we'd do a home brewing demonstration at their event. We said yes. We attended, and we had a great time there. We were able to meet a few new people, get a few people that were interested in our club. And as it is, we had the Wisconsin Rapids Lioness Club promote our club, and our club promoted their event. So it was mutually beneficial to both clubs.
Yeah, that's a win-win partnership that goes there.
Exactly. Another example is the Art on Tap, which is going to come up in 2 weeks.
And we're going to do a segment on that coming up on a Noon Report Spotlight this week.
Okay. As it is, we were asked if some of our members would like to actually enter some of our home brews into the home brewing contest. And I think we have probably about 6, 7, 8 members of our club that will actually be putting in home brews for tasting and sampling.
Okay. What was your reaction when you actually saw what the building or the design, the final look of what the building is, the new Tribune building will look like?
It's very impressive. And you have to remember, I was there from the beginning, so I was actually giving input on the style of the building, the type of lighting, the type of windows, the type of exterior, interior. So I actually had a good idea what the final design would be. But once I saw that final artist rendition of the building, I was completely impressed.
Where are we? And that's one of the things right now. So let's break up any rumors from where are we right now in terms of there's been work done inside, clearing a lot of where are we right now in the process and where do we go?
Sure. So we did do some interior demolition in the building, as you know, and we are currently in the process of full-blown fund development for the building. So we are working, as you know, there's a lot of timing that goes into that. So we are looking at various different opportunities to seek outside funding to bring into the community to help fund the Tribune building. And so there's a lot of timing that goes into that, but we're excited by the opportunities. For example, we are looking through the state of Wisconsin with Governor Walker's budget to have an opportunity there to seek some funding for the Tribune building, and that's a really exciting opportunity.
Well, the administration's been big about entrepreneurship and
absolutely
things like this. Here's an incubator.
As we think about, you know, the spaces in the building which provide definite opportunities for entrepreneurs, the microbrewery being one, but the culinary kitchen as well as the makerspace, there is a lot of opportunity for people to be creative and start some new business opportunities.
And then down with what the city is envisioning for the development of the riverfront, that goes to what Kent was talking about. Hey, maybe this could be a place where people get a kayak.
Absolutely.
Or get information about the walking trails along the river or entertainment areas near the river or whatever. I mean, it could be the focal. When you come to Wisconsin Rapids, here's one of the things you stop at first.
That's exactly right. When we set out to think about what should be in the Tribune building, that was our hope, that the Tribune would be an ember or a spark to the downtown. And we're seeing some more activity. You know, the city example that you just gave, you know, the riverfront development, as well as their new triangle development. They had a block party for it this
yes.
summer. Those are some great things that are going to be happening for our community. And so the Tribune was seen as a spark, and we're seeing some more activity around it. It's just so exciting.
Hey, well, I'm thinking, too, we got the Sand Valley development. Well, the people that come play a high-end course like Sand Valley are many times business people and entrepreneurs from around the country. And this has been proven at Abandoned Dunes, Oregon, where they go, hold it, you guys are doing something like this? How about this? Or you need some capital? Or people who are creative by nature are always looking for an opportunity.
Well, their opportunity is right here and right now. So if they would like to invest in the Tribune project, we would be excited to have them.
Yes. Okay. Are there, in the meantime, as we go through this process, are there going to be further updates, further meetings? How are we going to keep people up to date?
We always keep everyone that we can up to date through. We have a monthly newsletter that comes out via email, as well as we will continue to have meetings as opportunities arise. We don't have anything scheduled right now. We just had the one in September, so I'm sure we'll have another at some point. But we're always open to conversations. Anyone is welcome to put a question out on our website. We have a new spot on our website where folks can ask questions directly on the website, and they'll get responded to. Or they can always call our offices, and we'd be happy to have a conversation.
What would you tell your fellow citizens as this project goes forward, Kent?
I would say that it's something to look forward to. It's something unique to the city. It's going to be part of the community, and it was designed, developed, and had input by the community.
The big question everyone goes, is this sustainable? Well, I think that's why you're getting all your ducks in a row financially mm-hmm. to make this sustainable. And you've released reports of how you're going to do that as well.
Yeah, you know, to make sure that we are doing our due diligence, we have to make sure we're seeking the right opportunities at the right time. And so it's going to take a little bit longer to get the building up and running. But in the long run, it's going to be better. It will be sustainable. And that's the most important thing.
Any target dates that we can think of? Or?
You know, I can't really guess on a target date right now. You know, if there's folks listening who would like to donate and get it up and running sooner, that'd be fabulous. But, you know, we are seeking opportunities for grant funding and as well as, you know, low-interest loans. But we also know there's folks like Kent and other people in the community who have invested so much into the building already through their time and energy and effort, which has been wonderful. And we recognize that as an investment as well.
Yeah, you put so much time into this, there's no way you're going to let this fall through.
No, we're not going to let it go. And as it is, we're actually doing work and having fun right now with our club before the building even gets in place.
Where do you meet and on a regular basis? How can folks get in touch with your club?
If they want to get in touch with us, we are on Facebook, Rapid River Mashmasters. We're also on Meetup, Rapid River Mashmasters. They can reach us through email, rapidrivermashmaster@gmail.com. We meet on the second Thursday of the month. During the spring, summer, and fall, we always try and meet outside. And otherwise, we normally meet at the Grand Avenue Tavern at the Hotel Meet.
Okay.
This week, they're meeting out at Lake Wazeecha, though, aren't you, Kent?
Yes, we are actually meeting at Lake Wazeecha. We are going to have a pizza party and a homebrew tasting event.
Okay. Well, there's just
one. Sparked his interest.
Yeah, pizza and beer. Gotta love it. Hey, this has been very interesting. And as this process goes forward, there's an example, folks. You're very happy. This was no waste of your time, I can tell.
Not at all. We love it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update. And, Corey, let's keep the story going. Let's keep it going.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Carl. We appreciate it.
And thanks very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And that's Corey Amphenson from Encourage and Kent Cahus from the Rapid River Mashmasters. I passed the test. That's going to wrap up part two of today's Morning Magazine here on AM 1320 and...